Blog Talk Radio. show for you today. Oh, my goodness, I see you all on the board, and we are so excited that we can offer to you Ronald Reeder. Ronald Reeder is a medium. He brings through your spirits, which I know.
Yay, Ronnie!
Yay! Yesterday, we all were bringing him through. I mean, Ron, I could have used you yesterday. But, oh, we have a show for you. Ronald just wrote a book I'm sure he's going to tell you about, and it's going to be out very soon. And we are so happy to have him because he's been on the show before. And I have so many people. Ron, you better call in and get on this board because I can't see you. So I know what he wanted to do was he wanted to put me on television. He has live streaming on his, Susan, he has live streaming on his website, and him and I were going to actually be seen doing this radio show. But the problem is I'm not technically savvy. So it worked before the show, and I can't figure out how to get it to work. So he's kind of lagging behind, and we've got such a lot of people on the board that I'm hoping I can see him. So, Ron, if you hear me out there, you can't call
Link.
In my site.
That, yeah. Send Bonnie a spiritual message.
Yeah.
Have one of the spirits tap her on the back.
Because I got to tell you, Ron, I've got so many people on the board, I am not going to be able to grab you in Skype. So you need to call into the show instead of using your Skype, or use your Skype and call the number that I gave you. It is 347-838-8864. Do not call my Skype name because I am on Skype for Blog Talk, and I will not be able to pick you up. So
you're busy.
Oh, my goodness. And, honey, you've got so many people sitting here. You better get on the line. I'm going to try to find you. But anyway, hi, Susan.
Hi, sweetie. I'm so excited about today's show. I've been in chat telling everybody about everybody that's coming up with Mark Anthony coming up in October. We have no date yet set yet. But
oh, it
Melissa
is. It's
Bruce,
set. It's set.
Did you set it up for October already?
Absolutely, I set it. I set
it. What date?
It is October 15th at 7 p.m., guys. We're doing a night show.
I thought we were still negotiating. Yeah.
Oh, I am looking. Let me make sure because you know me in calendars in this month. I have. I cannot make any more mistakes, but it is Wednesday night, October 15th at 7 p.m. right here on
That's
Blog
so cool.
Talk. That is so
That's
cool.
That's before my birthday. What bad birthday?
I know. I mean, I can't believe it, but I don't know if you're going to get through because honey, I've been waiting a year, 3 years actually, and he's going to be reading me. So he brings spirit through, and he's just such a cool guy, and we just love that. I am getting a message for Ron. If Ron, you can hear me, where are you? You're leaving me a message that you're in, but I do not see you. So are you in queue? In queue. I cannot pick you up. I want you to know I can't pick you up by Skype, so you need to get in queue. And everybody is waiting, but I have so many people in queue, I don't know if I'm going to find you. So I can tell you.
No. Are you going to be Ronnie's first reading?
I don't think so. I'm going to be the Omega. I'm going to be last. So I think the first one I've got already in the board. I've got a lot of callers here, and the board is full. So I'm going to take the first caller. Yeah, he says he's in queue. Okay. I've got so many people. I don't know how to get him in. So let me see. I'm going to still try to find him because they only let a certain amount of people on. And I am going to ask if this is really a tough thing. Because he didn't call in early, Ron, I can't put you on, baby, because I have all the board full. So let me see what I can do about getting some of the callers to call back. I'm going to read your number off.
Yes.
I do have your number. It's 661-219-865. You're the first one. If you could please call back, I will find you. I just can't get to Ron, which means we wouldn't be able to put my guest on. So if you can drop the call, let me find him. I'll put you back up.
Drop off so we can get our host on.
Okay. And then I've got to figure out, let's see if this is him. Ron?
Hello?
Ron? Ron? Ron?
I'm here.
Ron? Okay.
Hi, Ronnie!
All right. Everybody that dropped, please call back. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So when I see 661 and 215, I will grab you. So here is the next caller. Just to let you know, Ron, they have been waiting for you. I've got a full board, and we are, I already told them we try to get on television, but with me, I can't find the button, and it was too close to the show. So if we could have, we'll try it the next time. But anyway,
I kept on telling her, you got to get Ron to get one of his spirits to tap you on the shoulder, tell him that he's here. But it didn't
Listen, at least I picked him up. So here we go. We at least can get him.
Yeah, right.
But Ronald, I got to ask you, because I want people to know, I heard the last chapter of your book, and it is so fantastic. I know you're in the middle of publication. So I love you. I don't know if you want to tell the name of the book and tell the people that you do have a book coming out and how they can reach you and what you do, because I think everybody on this board knows what you do.
Well, good afternoon, ladies, and welcome. I'm glad that I am a part of this program, and Bonnie, I'm so glad to be here. Your voice is actually streaming live on live stream right now.
Yay! Well, hey, can you tell everybody how cute I am? If I really can't be on there and I really got dressed up for the occasion, could you please just tell everybody how cute I looked when you did have me on?
Well, you looked I'd like to...
Go ahead, Ronnie, tell her.
Wait a second. Wait, because I just brought my audience online. Welcome, everyone. Today, you're watching live. We're doing a crossover between Blog Talk Radio and Live Stream Presents, Bonnie Elber's show.
Hi!
Yes. Callers can call in at area code 347-838-8864. Hi, everybody out there in Live Stream World and Blog Talk Radio.
Wait a minute, Ron.
Yes.
You did not tell everybody how cute I looked on television.
I said you looked wonderful, cute, everything.
Okay, that's better. Now you can go on.
You can see me right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not happy about that, Ron. Believe me, you're lucky. I'm not happy. But I am going to tell everybody that we had a great show that was going to be live streamed. I could not figure out how to put Ronald and I on the same screen so we could be seen. But that's to come. So, everyone, I want you to know this is a cool thing. We're going to be hopefully streaming live very soon, just like Ron does. So go ahead, Ron. I'm sorry I butted in, but I have to tell you that I had to tell everybody how cute I look.
Well, you brought up my book. Yes, the book is in the works right now and is in the final write chapters. The name of my book will be They Are Truly One Breath Away, and we're looking for publication in 2015.
I love that, Ron. And you know what, Ronald, I've got to tell you something. I keep wanting to call you Ron, and then they keep correcting me to Ronald. So I do have to tell you that you did share with me a little part of the end of the book, and I am going to tell you I can't wait till it comes out. I want you on live radio, though, to tell everybody that when it comes out, I get one of the first copies, and I want it signed. And I'll give you the address to send it to.
I will for sure sign it and send you one of the first copies.
Thank you. I just love you, Ronald. So go ahead and tell everybody what you do. And I got to tell you, before I let him tell you, he is really, really goes across the country. He gets a lot of following. He goes into places. He has a lot of people standing in line. And you can buy tickets when he does have an event. He's fabulous. I would go see him. That's why I have him on my show. Okay, Ron, go ahead.
Well, thank you for the wonderful introduction. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I am a medium. And started a long time ago, approximately when I was 12 years old, and learned a lot about myself from way back then to now. I do multi-events, whether it's streaming, on webinars, webcasts, personal events in public, and always interested in meeting you and making your connection to your loved one or friend who has crossed over.
You know what, Ron? I've got to tell you why. I mean, they keep correcting me. So when I say Ron, Spirit keeps correcting me to say Ronald. So that's why I've got to say both names, because it's just flying out of my lips here. I do know how you work. I think you're fabulous. A lot of mediums, we all see, you know, the same thing, but you bring it to a different level for people in different ways. And that's what I love about you. I think that you're reachable. I think people like you in general. You don't look half bad either. I mean, you don't look as good as me, but you do look okay. So I did want to tell everybody that. So the thing is, he makes a great host when he does his own shows, and he touches your heart when you do hear him speak. And that's what I love about you, Ronald, is that when you give messages in person, and I'm sure it comes through the radio, but not as well, you really, really touch people, and you're very, very approachable. And so am I. I'm a little less approachable, but I'm approachable like you too. So I know you're going to do very well with your book and any type of organization or any shows or anywhere that you go. Everybody should buy a ticket when he does have events, because you do want to see him live. Okay,
you know,
go ahead, Ron.
I'd like to stress the website. You can find me right now live on camera talking to Bonnie at ronaldthereader.com. I'm live on the screen. I also want everyone to know, being a medium, I really don't believe that I'm psychic. So a lot of people tend to start out with questions about their future. What kind of job am I going to get? Am I going to be remarried? Am I going to be remarried the first time? And I actually do not address those questions in my readings. I truly speak with your loved ones and friends who've crossed over. So please save those type calls for Bonnie. Actually, being a medium, I am really defined to what I do.
You know what, Ron? Ronald, okay, I've got to tell you this. Everybody works differently, and I love that you just said that, because we all have different talents, and some of us have the same talents, but we hone in on something different. I did tell everybody coming to the show, we did put up what you are. Everybody knows in chat that you are the guy to go to find their loved ones. So I don't really feel that you'll have those kind of questions, but if you do, we're going to ask the callers to please refrain from
direct them to another day.
Yeah, we will direct you to tomorrow when we have excuse me?
Hi, Kel. I can hear you back there.
That's Susan.
Oh, Susan.
That's me. Yeah, you just like,
Susan.
I forgot all about me, Ronnie, but that's all right. I'm not offended. My feelings aren't hurt. I mean, it's like, that's okay. But I can't wait to hear what you say.
Well,
how are you doing? You gave me the greatest information when I talked to you last time. You brought some great information about my grandma. My great aunt and my mother too, and you were fabulous, absolutely fabulous.
Well, we have the next close to 90 minutes, so let's get started.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm ready. Susan, I'm going to ask you to just, I know he did really well for you, but now he's going to do really well for everybody. So I know you're going to be excited to hear this, and I'm going to be excited for the Omega. Okay, 219, you are on with Ronald. Hi, who are we speaking to? Hi. 219, you're on with Ronald, and who are we speaking to? Okay, I'm going to move. I'm not going to take you off, but I'm going to move to the next caller because we've got to get through, and then I'll come back because maybe they stepped away. 865, you're on with Ronald. Hi.
Hey, how's everyone doing?
Weird. I know who this is, but I'm Ronald. This is Andrew. Andrew, this is Ronald.
Good morning,
hey.
Andrew.
Hey, welcome. Ronald, how you doing?
I'm doing great. A couple of miles outside of city of Chicago. Where are you from?
I'm in Tennessee. I'm one of Bonnie's other little people.
People.
Yeah, no, right. He's big, but we got you, Andrew. Thank you. Yes, you are one of ours. So go ahead. Go ahead and ask Ronald what you are looking for. Ronald, how do you work? Tell everybody.
It's very simple. All I ask is people to take a moment, think about their loved ones, friends who have crossed over, because you are always truly connected to them, so they know who you are. And please speak freely anything you choose, whether you say it's your mother, father, grandfather, it doesn't matter. The information that comes across by them, if they do take that opportunity, you will know it is them. So go ahead, Andrew.
Well, I was just going to see if you could pick up anything. I don't really talk to mediums very often. Don't get a very often chance to do it, so I just thought I'd take advantage of it.
You know what? That's such a broad question.
I know. I get it, too. I will narrow it down. I have lost a mother, and here recently, other friends of mine have been losing family members, and I've been helping a friend of mine cope with the recent loss of her father, although she knows what I do, and she knows I don't talk to spirits, but I help with healing, so I've been dealing her with that, but I myself have lost a mom and a child already.
Okay.
So,
Andrew, just take one moment to get nice and comfortable. Take a nice deep breath. I'll do the same thing. Just focus. One moment, please. Okay, Andrew, every connection starts differently. It truly does. So the information I'm going to share with you, you'll know right now. And it's interesting, Andrew, because I'm kind of curious. Have you been spending time outdoors recently in a garden? Have you actually been working in the backyard? It kind of looks like a garden-type setting that somebody's showing that you're located in.
No, it's not a garden. There's a shack in the back, and it's where I got some things located. It's not outdoor work, but it's actually outdoors. It's kind of odd. But, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Okay. It seems that a male actually came close and showed me the outside, what you're doing out there, different things. It seems like you're tending to the ground in some way. I don't know, planting, whatever you're doing, but it seems to refer to you in that location. Now, hold on a second. It's interesting also, Andrew, you seem to be a technical type person. You work on computers, different things like that?
That's exactly what's out there, what I was working on. I rent a room, and where I rent a room, the guy's actual internet connection, everything's set up in his office, and I was actually fixing up the network in the office.
Okay. Let me ask you a question, because there is a older gentleman than yourself. Once again, I'll bring this forward, what he's showing me. There's a definite relationship and actually a proudness of what you're doing that relates to him. In other words, he's looking in on your life at what you're doing, and he shows the connectability to what you're doing. I know he worked with his hands greatly and took a lot of pride in his work, and he's showing how you're also doing those type steps, working with your hand, good, honest work, in other words. Now, is that a father, grandfather, I believe, type figure to you?
Nah, not really. He's just a guy I live with. He's a landlord. I'm here while I'm at school.
No, now, wait a second. The gentleman that's showing me all this is crossed over. It's a male influence
Coming across
to you. That's what I wanted to explain to you.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, sorry. My bad. Yes, that would be my grandfather. He was a universal handyman when he was able to work. He did a lot of the outdoor work and actually built things and stuff.
Yes. Let me ask, you would know, I wouldn't, but there seems to be some kind of connection to really hard work and even around a railroad type system.
He might have been involved in that in New York somewhere, but I'm not too sure. Like I said, he did a lot of construction, a lot of building. He was, like I said, he was a universal handyman. He knew everything just about for building.
Okay. One moment. You said your mother had crossed over, correct?
Yes.
During our conversation? Okay. Okay. The reason why he brings this up in starting this connection, it actually has to do with your mother, okay, and the way she passed, different things like that. I believe it wasn't an accidental death or anything like that, but more of a type of sickness that she went through, because I do see her in her waning moments before she crossed over. And there is, how would you explain it? Let me listen 1 second, please. It's almost like a heart attack or something. It just completely took her over and she's gone. Andrew, are you still with me?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry. I was clearing my throat.
Relate to how she crossed over?
Yeah, it was actually all of a sudden she was hit by a car.
Okay. I just saw her in these moments. I wasn't sure. It's kind of like seeing the inside, the spirit part of what happened to her. You know what I mean?
And yeah, I know.
Through this whole process. Okay, one moment, please. Oh, you didn't tell me you have a grandmother also on the other side, another older female too.
Yes, that's actually I lost both sides of grandmothers.
Yes.
Just recently. First my mom's, now my dad's grandmother or mother passed over.
You have a very good way to teach a younger child, male, I believe. Is that your child, or do you work with a male child relative or something? I'm showing a younger boy there.
Yes, I have a child. States away, but that's a whole other issue.
Is it a boy?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the young boy that they showed me. The connection to you is actually, they're showing me, and it's like looking at different parts, so it's sometimes a little difficult to explain, but they're looking that at your love and your connection to him. That's what they're showing. He is still a part of your life, whether it's distance or undistance, because the commonality is he almost is a dead ringer or looking like you. You know what I mean? I want to use that. They're showing me a great parallel between you and him. He must look just like you.
Yeah, everyone says that.
The other side is stating that right now, just so you know. Okay, one moment, please. You're also thinking about starting up your own business, I'm told. But it's going to take a lot of hard work to get to that point. And it's not so much the hard work, you have that in you, but it's more the funding, pulling everything together, I'm told, to assist you in your new venture. Correct?
Yeah, I've been trying to do that for ages. I tried at one point, and now I'm in school so I can have a regular job, and hopefully I can start that up myself later.
There you go. One more moment before we finish this call. Okay. I want you to know that your mother wanted to leave you more things in your life that represented her. Okay? That's how she speaks to me. She wasn't prepared. As you said, I wasn't sure about her accident, her exact way of crossing over. But she wasn't really prepared to have a lot of things in place for you, as your life goes on and her life ends, okay? But she wants to stress how knowing her and knowing how much she loves you, that is the most valuable gift she and you share with one another, okay? It's not the little material things that are little reminders and all these little things. It's how much and how hard she worked together with you, you being her son, in that, how would you say, relationship, that there is your reminder for the rest of your life. And she reminds me and you right now about that. She wanted to tell you that.
It was rough. Yeah.
I want to thank you for your call today, Andrew.
Now you see how a medium works, although you should see how a medium works, but you are got a great message. And I hope that you can, I know you're reflecting on everything that Ronald said, and you know we love you and crossing over and death, no matter how you handle it, whether it's a passing of an illness, passing of a sudden heart attack, or passing of an accident, it's never easy. So our hearts and love go out to you, okay?
God bless your time.
Have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
Okay, I'm going to the next caller, Ronald. It's really interesting because I'll tell you, when, you know, I lost, and this is, you know, I lost my dad quickly, and but it was in the hospital. And there is no, sometimes you can't see the difference. They go real quick. Whether yeah. it's accident, it's a sudden heart attack, it's a death, or it's a slow lingering unless they show that to you. So the next caller I am going to take is, I promised, because I made her get off for you, is 661. Yeah, so you could get on. 661, I did promise you. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie. How are you? Hi, Ronald.
Hi.
Hi, my name is...
Go ahead.
Pardon me, Bonnie?
Oh, we want to talk to you. So tell Ronald your name so he can help you.
My name is Candy.
Hi, Candy.
Hi.
Good afternoon.
I have a lot of loved ones who have crossed over. I was just wondering if you could just pick up whichever one that comes through.
Okay. Candy, I get asked that question all the time, and I want you and everyone listening to this dual radio and TV program right now.
That I'm not on.
It's actually, Candy, when you say pick up on things, that reminds me of, how would you say, not a defined question, okay? And the reason I wanted to bring that up to you is you are thinking about these people day in and day out as your life builds and moves forward. So please share with the audience, not what we pick up on you, okay, but share who these actual people are. You can say your mother, your father, as you saw in our last call, okay, the information, if they truly take the opportunity to join us right now, but please speak out anything instead of picking up on, okay?
Okay. Well, my father's passed over. My mother's passed over. I have my sisters, a baby brother.
See?
Five children.
The whole audience wants to know, not naming names or anything, but who you are and how your family is there for you, okay?
Mm-hmm. My dad's there all the time.
Okay. So, Candy, I want you to take a moment as I ask all my callers. It gives me a chance to be quiet, you might say, and refocus for a moment. And I want you to do that right now. Take a nice deep breath for us, and I will do the same and see if someone there, whether it's any of those people or someone else, chooses to take that opportunity, okay? One moment, please, Candy. Oh, this is funny. I love how this starts out. Candy, you have a woman who has crossed over, and sound like you mentioned many, But it's so interesting that, and it's usually a mother figure, could be grandmother, but a lot of times it's a little bit closer to you, that if you were to look at her and then you side by side, you would see the, how would you see, it's like looking in a mirror, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Your personalities are saying you're a jokester, even though you mm-hmm. haven't admitted it yet, but I'll tell you that right off. You have the personality that you'll just say about anything, okay, mm-hmm. at any time, because that's who you are. And she's shown me the same thing, that mirrored image of you, and she laughs when I brought that up. I think just mm-hmm.
it's my sister.
Okay. Very interesting. Is she 1 or 2 years away from you? Because she's so close to looking just like you.
She is 16 years older than me in spitting image.
Okay. There is the woman. Okay. One moment, please. Yes, you do have a crowd. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you recall the times, because there actually is an older woman now, because your sister, and what's your sister's name, just so the audience can reference?
Her name is Patty.
Patty. Mm-hmm. Yourself and Patty, when you're younger, you tended to get together, and I don't want to say poke fun of, but enjoy the moments at someone else's expense, and actually a lady, okay, family, part of the family group, because she shows Patty and yourself kind of pointing at her and kind of giggling in the background and different things like that. This seemed to be a larger type structure woman. And when I'm saying larger, I'm talking body size, not height, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She actually, Patty shows this woman reaching over the stove and into the oven, placing the turkey and stuff like that, because it seems that her cooking ability was not always the best. Whether she burned things, whether she did this, that, and the other thing, the two of you are actually looking at her laughing and pointing. Now, who is that woman?
That stumps me, because all the women in my family were good cooks.
You were just laughing at the moment as she opens the oven door, and she's kind of putting her head in the oven a little bit, you might say. This is the view that she's showing me. Okay, one moment.
The only thing that I can think of would be my mom, but she was a good cook.
Was her structure kind of shorter but heavy set in the lower regions of her body?
Yeah, that would be my mom.
Okay, let's leave it at that. It's just
okay.
Me. I can just view what I'm being shown. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I understand that.
Okay. The illness that Patty went through, okay,
mm-hmm.
There was an illness.
Right.
She actually go through the radiation and different processes like that, because her looks, possibly hair changed, different, her aspects of her face changed because of the medical condition she went through?
She had a heart transplant, so it's, she had a reaction to the, what's that called? I can't remember the name of that medicine. The rejection medicine.
Okay.
Yeah.
But her physical appearance changed during that process.
Yes, she bloated up.
Yes.
She was totally, like, bloated up. Yes.
She did show me her appearance change, and actually you were an aid to her, treating her very normally through that process, okay?
Right.
It shows the closeness that she's bringing now back towards you to say, actually, thank you for that, because she knew what it did to her and how people perceived her when they would see her, but you had a nonsensical way to let her know that, hey, look, this is what you're going through. I'm your sister, and I'm here with you 100%, and what you look like does not
mm-hmm.
affect our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
At all.
Right.
Okay.
That's true.
Feel free to comment. If I'm the only one speaking, then it's not really a conversation, because she's actually here to
right.
talk to you. I'm just
right.
kind of the small go-between. So if you want to say hi to her, if you want to reach out to her, anything.
Well, now that you gave me an in, Ronald, I can now talk because I'm thinking that you don't want me to say anything. But the thing is that I agree with you. Like, you know, if my daddy's standing there, which I hope he is, when I get to you, I'm going to tell him how much I love him and tell him how much I miss him and tell him how much I can't stand that he's not forming in like he's like I don't see any him standing in front of me like I want to. And I know you, Candy, so go for it because you only have a few minutes with Ron to really
right.
solidify what you're doing. And if you want me to do it, I will.
I felt bad because she thought that I didn't love her because I didn't cry. But the doctors told us not to cry in front of her and break down, which kind of broke my heart because I did care, and because we didn't cry, she thought we didn't care, and we did.
Oh,
I hope she knows that tonight now.
What? That's why she brought up all of this, to remind you how normal you made her feel. Okay.
Because I didn't treat her any different than before she was sick, but a lot of people treated her like with kid gloves, like she was going to break or anything, and I didn't treat her that way because I didn't see her that way. I saw her the way she'd always been to me.
And I think she 100% concurs. Now, I'm only going to keep you for one more moment because she's showing me
okay.
really, really funny. And
okay.
I believe you're driving. She was sitting in the passenger seat prior to all this. And whether you guys are singing on the radio or something, the steering wheel seems to be going all over the place. You're having a beautiful moment. And
before she got sick, her and I lived in Grand Island, Nebraska, and our mom lived in Maquoketa, Iowa. And we took a trip out there, and I was driving through Omaha, and I had the radio loud, and I was singing, and I had the car all over the place.
Yes, you did, and she's here to remind you of that exact moment. Andy, I want to thank you so much for calling into Bonnie's program and allowing me to be...
I'm going to say something, Ronald. This is the first time that Sisters has actually came through. And she's been gone since 98.
Mm-hmm.
No, normally, it's usually my father who comes through, so I appreciate this. Patty never usually comes through.
Well, let me tell you something. So, I cannot bring anyone forward. She did this on her own. Took that opportunity.
Mm-hmm. She must be ready to speak out now.
I think she's been there all along. You have a great day, Candy.
Thank you, Candy. You know, that just, you know, I love that, Ron, because it's Ronald, because the thing is that I want to remind people before I go to the next caller, and Susan and I talk about this all the time. Hi, girlfriend. But you can't bring anybody. People say, oh, can you find my father? Can you find my mother? I can't, like you said, I bring through who comes. And it might not be your father, but it might be your cousin that had something to say to you. So I want everybody to know that where you're looking for somebody, and it gives us a clue who you're looking for, don't get disappointed if that's not who comes through. I know, and so are you.
Did you turn on your computer, Ron?
Nope.
This is crazy because, I've never had this before.
Moment, please, okay? I'll make sure it's not on my end. It's just now. Talk to me, Bonnie. Can you hear me?
Okay, yeah, I can hear you, and that's much better. So I'm going to go to the next caller because I want to make sure everybody gets to you. And we have 402. You are on with Ronald. Hi.
Hi, this is Leilani, and thank you for taking my call. And
hi, Leilani.
I had any messages from the past to family members. I have a friend named Audrey. I have a friend named Thomas. I have a grandma on the other side. I have a lot of people I used to take care of because I was a nurse's aide that I helped cross over. So whatever comes to you.
Well, first, before we go in that direction, welcome to the program. Liani is your name?
Liani.
Wait, you both talked at once, one at a time, please.
My name is Leilani. Thank you for having me.
That's a beautiful name. Where's your location? Where are you at right now?
I'm in Nebraska.
Ah, I love Nebraska. Been through there many times going to visit family in Colorado. So I'm pretty aware of your states. I've actually fished in the Platte River that runs through quite a bit of Nebraska.
Oh, I'm right by the Platte River.
So
but Leilani, tell her with him where you're from, because I really believe that's what he's asking.
No, it's okay. She said Nebraska. That's fine.
Okay.
I'm having a hard time pronouncing your name.
I'm in Nebraska now.
Okay, that's good enough for us. Okay, you brought up a couple of people that you reach out to. First, let me thank you for calling into the program to begin with, okay? And I want to ask you, as I do all my callers, now's the time to simply, and we want to actually hear you breathe and to relax and to refocus for one moment. I will do the same and see if someone chooses to step forward, okay? Please. Oh, you didn't tell me you had somebody in your family, a female, okay, older than yourself, who actually, I don't want to know. I'm not sure if she's a seamstress or actually dealt with material because she had a knack for being able to take clothing apart and put it together and all those different things.
I think so. I know I took care of somebody like a grandma that used to sew.
Yes. A dark-haired woman, I want to say slightly tan complexion, a smile as big as Broadway, okay? And she actually showing me right now with those little tools, like if you're sewing or hemming or doing something with clothing. She seemed to be very adept to that, and that's what she showed me first. Somebody's typing in the background. It has to stop, please.
Hi.
Bonnie?
I'm not typing. Ronald, this, remember whose show you're on? I don't type. I don't write. I don't do any of that.
I'm hearing is all this little clicking, and I can't hear our call.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I hear something in the background. I can mute her if you need that to happen. But, Leilani, are you typing or anything? Or is that you, Susan? Is somebody typing in the background?
That's me.
Stop.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me typing?
Yes.
Oh, well, let me mute myself because I'm trying to keep up chat. All right, I'm going to go mute myself.
Yeah, I'll mute you, baby.
You're so sensitive, Ronnie. Oh, my goodness. Hold on.
Okay, go ahead. I have muted her, Ronald, so now you don't have a problem.
Okay, back to our caller.
Yes.
Is she there?
Yes. Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Let me kind of start from the beginning, but she actually showed herself to me in this type way, okay?
Okay.
Give me 1 second, please.
Yeah, I know somebody that has dark hair. Is it long?
Probably around the shoulder, you know, almost touching her shoulder, somewhere in that area as I'm seeing it. But the thing, she showed me what she's doing, this just gigantic smile. I'm not sure she's your aunt or family related. She just came through showing me that. Okay, one moment. Okay. Who is the younger male that you're thinking about, your connection, that he is, I believe, crossed over or not a part of your life? Okay, there is a definite separation that I'm seeing and closer to your age, possibly your relationship of some particular kind, because there's a younger male that came through.
Yeah, my friend had passed away.
Okay, and his name, please?
Thomas.
Thomas?
Yes.
Okay. Thomas tries all the time when he's here and even from the other side to get you to smile. It seems that you go through a lot of quiet periods of your life, okay? And he's a perfect example, looking at him as he's showing you to remember to smile and to remember to be a little bit more open than you are. It seems that you really get into deep thought and stuff like that, and then he's just there trying to change the moment, you might say, bring your best personality out of you and to really get you to smile. He's known for that.
Yes, he is. Always.
And he's great to have around because, you know, you'll be deep in thought. You'll be doing this, that, and the other thing, and Mary just pops up. So it's like, time to smile. You got to, because he knows actually how much fun you are. You know what I mean? He knows that other side of you. And sometimes he just has to come and remind you who you really are, that happy person. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Okay. One moment. And may I ask, just curious, I see his youngness, but how old is he? I don't guess.
He passed away when he was about 29.
Okay. There's the younger gentleman. Okay. Seems like you've packed your bags a few times and traveled around a little bit. And are you often wondering, really, is he going to be there when you move to a different location? Have you thought that?
My friend? That's going to... I didn't think about it. No, I mean, I think that like it's like an ominous presence. If you think about somebody that's crossed over, then you just are automatically making that connection. You know what I mean?
What, three times already?
Huh?
Did you move your location to three different times already? I see you going from location, location, location. It's like you pack up your set.
There's just a couple places, and I'm testing out different... Because where I was at was really not the best location for me, so I'm trying new things.
Okay. One moment, please. What's going on your arm, okay? I'm seeing something on your arm that... It's changing the texture of your skin. I believe it's your left arm or something like that. What's that all about?
Oh, I got a weird bite, and I was wondering the same thing. And I don't know what the hell it is.
I'm a nurse.
Isn't it amazing how close the spirit world is to tell you that?
Yeah, I know, but what is it, and how can I make it better?
I'm not a doctor, I'm not a psychic or a nurse, but it's just...
I know, but what experience...
Ron, I did see you in Scrubs one time, so don't say that. No, I'm only kidding. Go ahead.
What it's about is showing you the actual closeness that they are to you, okay? Some people believe that, oh, because I haven't heard from them, they're not around me anymore. Or, you know, I haven't heard from them in years, and actually I'm proving that the exact opposite, stating that this just happened recently, that they're checking in on you at the moment. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. One more moment, please. And one more thing I'll tell you. They showed me you reading all these books. Okay, you must be a book reader.
I read a lot on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting how books are different, you know, anymore? They're not, like, all paperback. So I think that's too cool.
I like books. I collect a lot of books. I have a lot of books, but lately I've been using my phone to read stuff because I've been doing a lot of research, trying to figure out what the hell is on my arm.
You know what? Unfortunately, I think we're going to have to end right there. Some information was there, and then it kind of came and then kind of went and kind of came and kind of went. But I believe the greater part of this conversation is the people that did connect with you, that did take that opportunity to join us right now. And I want you to think about them in days and weeks and months to come, because they still are very much a part of your life. And I want to thank you for calling in to Bonnie's program today.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you, Leilani. And you know what? That, you know, you need to really take care of that. There's all kinds of medications out there. I have some. I feel like you might need a few, but it's okay. Yeah. Can I ask before I move to the next caller, when did you get that bite?
Bonnie, this will be a perfect time. I have to step away for 2 minutes, so talk to the caller, and I'll be right back.
Okay. Our next caller, I want to tell you, is 330, so please stay on, and I know that's Brenda. So let me just tell you, where is your bite located?
Oh, on my arm.
Okay, but, I mean, is it growing? What's the size of the bite? Because I don't see your bite. What I do is feel it. Well, where is it?
Smaller than a dime, but it's right above my elbow on the left side, and it's been there since December.
Okay, is it round?
Yeah, kind of. Starting to change, like you said, like it changes the texture of the skin, so it's kind of starting to look like round but different.
Okay, do you have a cat?
Yes.
Okay, if I were you, there's a couple things I would try. I'm not a doctor. I am a nurse, and you could go into an emergency, you know, clinic, because the thing is, if it looks like it's starting, the rims are all getting red, then you need to put an antifungal. You get a spray at the grocery, at any Walgreens. Talk to the pharmacist, because he will be able to get rid of it. But it's to me, I'm looking, and it's, if you have a cat, it's not uncommon. And sometimes that happens. I won't mention it, what it is on the air. If that gets worse when you put the antifungal, that's the way to tell that it isn't what I think it is. And then you've got to put hydrocortisone cream on it. But you are going to get rid of it, but it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a little bit of time. If it turns out to be what I think, it's a 3-time-a-day medicine, go to your pharmacist. He'll give you a clue. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. I'm glad you're back, because we're losing chat. So I don't know what it is, but we are going to go to 330. 330, you are on with Ronald. Hi.
Hello there. Hi, Ronald. Thanks for having me.
Good afternoon. Who is this? Who are we speaking to?
This is Brenda.
Brenda.
Hi, Brenda.
Very nice.
Hello.
Voice. What state do you hail from, Brenda?
I'm in Ohio.
Oh, you got a great football team, college.
Yeah, Ohio State, huh?
Yes, indeed. So what brings you to the program today, Brenda?
I just tuned in, and I'm just interested to see if anybody is around for me.
Okay.
Tell who your dead people are, Brenda, because that's how he works. Just mention a few of them.
I have... my grandmother, Sarah Jane, we called her Jenny, and my grandfather, Ed. Ed. And I have my grandmother, Berdella, and a grandfather, Marling.
Wow.
Just to name a few. There's a lot. I have a lot over there. So.
There is a lot. This is how it all begins. Okay, it actually starts with you. It's been starting a long, long time ago when they were here on this side being a part of your life, okay? So Brenda, and I write about this in my book, okay? As they cross over, can they rejoin us? In a sense, yes, they can. there within spirit, of course, but through little things, they try to gain our attention. And it's actually a two-sided street. So at night, when you're thinking about that particular loved one who has crossed over, know that it is a two-way street. They do hear you, okay? And it's always so interesting with people that I talk to, because they'll say, you know, all of a sudden I was doing something, I was busy in my mind, I wasn't even paying attention, and there came my grandmother, and we're looking at something that happened years and years ago. I want to remind you and our whole audience out there that they can contact you also. It's a definite two-sided street. So please be really open to that, everyone, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So one moment, all I ask of you is simply relax. Take a nice deep breath. Hopefully you're in a comfortable place right now. I spoke to people in their cars and outside and just all over the planet, it seems. But it's always so nice when you can find that comfortable place, collect your thoughts, and think about those people. And I will do the same, okay?
Give me.
Oh, very interesting. Okay. There's a woman that kind of discusses and talks about a little bit a gentleman, okay? It seems that it wasn't easy to understand or communicate stuff like that. In a way, it's almost like if you were to talk to an older gentleman and he is kind of hard of hearing, you know, possibly even wore hearing aids or different things. He wasn't the easiest person to be close to communicate. And as he grew older, the difficulties of this process came in. That's what she's stating to me, okay? She was much closer because of just her personality and her relationship to you. But this gentleman that she shows, whether it's her husband or a grandfather or whatever, I'm not sure, he was very difficult to communicate with. Are you understanding what I'm talking about?
Not off the top of my head, but I'll definitely look into it. But, yeah, not off the top of my head.
It appears somebody just had an anniversary of a birthday. I say anniversary because once they cross over, it's an anniversary more. And because I'm seeing actually this gentleman is much older. He's the one with the difficulty in his communication. It appears that it was his birthday just recently or not too long ago because she's actually showing me a birthday cake. And he seemed to be much older. So did you have like a great-grandfather, a grandfather, much older?
I'm not sure when my great-grandfather's birthday was, to tell you the truth. I don't know when his birthday was.
Was he in his 90s? Older?
Yes.
Okay.
He would have been.
And I believe this is a gentleman who had a hard time communicating because he's older and stuff like that. But there's definitely a birthday cake, okay? So just keep that in the back of your mind, okay?
Okay.
I'm seeing actually a bowl of a fish bowl and a fish. Did you used to have one when you were a child?
Or... A fish bowl?
Yeah.
Like a little fish?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I did when I was little.
Yeah, you did.
Hey, Panda.
They're very accurate in their descriptions when they want to be because I don't, it must have been never that I told somebody about how they had a fishbowl and a fish, okay? But you did, so that's why I brought it up. Because that's exactly what they showed me. Now, am I speaking with your mother? Is your mother crossed over? It is
no,
a woman.
She's here.
Okay. This is a female that knows about the great-grandfather. So just so you know, we're speaking of females. She has not named herself. She's more in the mood to show than actually talk. But she knew about your fish in the fishbowl. Okay?
Okay.
Just so you know. Okay, one moment, please. Okay, could possibly be the same woman or referring to woman that used to cook in a flat pan, okay? And it's kind of like looking at a coffee cake to me, okay? Through the years, many people make coffee cake, but she's showing me in reference to this really good, thick coffee cake that you would bake in a pan in the oven. Is this ringing bells for you?
Kind of, yeah.
Yes or no?
Yeah, it's a more of a cake. My grandmother used to make a chocolate cake with a vanilla, like a icing on the top that I really liked, and it was always in this one pan that the lid slid across, so that makes sense.
There you go. Of course it does. They're telling me I couldn't possibly do this on my own. And I see my dog, my little Yorkie, wants to join in the conversation.
Well, maybe it wants a type 2. What do you think about that, Ronald?
Normally my program's on in Sunday evenings at 9 o'clock Central, so everybody's calmed down. I'm home alone today for a little while yet.
Uh-oh.
But let me get back to what I was doing. Hold on a second. Oh. It's funny, when you were younger, you actually, I think, cut your own hair by yourself.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And I just have to ask you, they're not saying this, but did you used to do that to Barbies, too, and little dolls and stuff? Were you the hair cutter of the family?
I cut Barbie's hair, yeah. Mm-hmm, I did.
Uh-huh. And then
no,
you figured
shame on you, Brenda.
Then you figured you would try on your own. Correct?
I did. Yes, I did.
And you cut a lot off, just so you, because I can actually see you doing it. She's showing it to me so clearly. Wow. I bet you got in a lot of trouble for doing that.
I don't remember. I know my daughter did the same thing, so.
It's a generational thing, then. How
yeah.
funny is that? That is hilarious.
Thank God I went to a beauty parlor. I'm part of the family, and I went to a beauty parlor. I'm sorry I didn't cut my own hair. Okay, I'll let Spirit keep talking. Go ahead.
Hold on. Okay. I want a reference to you. I'm not sure what's in it. I think it's valuable things, but it's almost looking at like a bag. Okay, and there's coins in there of value. There's things that you have found that I believe the grandfather or somebody owned who passed, and then you came upon it. Okay, it's almost like you found money or different things in his bag. Do you recall somebody having a coin collection or something that these valuables would be in this bag that represents his life? Tell me about that.
I'm not sure. I don't know. I'd have to ask my mom about that. I'm not 100% sure. We had a house fire about 7 years ago, so anything that I would have had of theirs would have been lost in the fire. So.
Okay. What I'm showing is it's like a bag, you know, a bank bag or money bag or whatever you want to call it, and the reference is this person's valuables were inside of it, and some of it looks like coins or different things, monies like that. And
well, you know what they could be showing you is this. After the fire, we took all the coins we could find that were left in the house, and we put them in like a Crown Royal bag. You know those purple bags? We put all our coins in there.
Isn't it amazing that besides you saying purple and Crown Royal, I told you the exact same thing before you did?
Well, wait a minute. What happened to the Crown Royal? Did you drink it, Brenda?
No. It was a bag. It actually survived the fire, too. We just found that, and we put all the coins that we found that were left from the debris, we put it all in the bag.
Yes, you did.
Mm-hmm.
I love when they come from the other side to remind us. That's what a lot of these conversations are about, reminders that they are a part of our life. We're still loved by them. when you die, you just don't turn into dust and go away, because the most important thing is all you are doing on this earth is worthy to continue on into the spirit world. It really is. Part of my work is proving that time and time and time again. I am not psychic. These are actual things I'm looking at that they are showing me. Okay?
Uh-huh.
One moment, please. Okay. Now I'm going to refer one more thing that is kind of touching. I'm not sure if it's the lady I'm seeing is you. I'm not sure. But it's about cutting roses and putting them in a vase. And I know you're very familiar with that. They're cutting the flowers, okay? And you're cutting them on angles, or someone is, and they're planting these, putting these in a vase, okay? Now, do you know the reason I want to say this is I believe they come from your yard or this garden or something. I don't think they're store-bought. Do you bring in flowers from outside, cut them, and put them in a vase?
No, I don't have any. I don't have any flowers in my, well, I don't have any roses in my yard. Let's put that way.
Okay. The woman that's showing me this, it's a routine. Possibly she did it all the time, but she's talking about cutting the flowers and putting them in a vase. And this woman's connection to you is about wanting you to see this, just so you know.
Okay.
You can ask your mom, as well as the other questioner, all these different things, because it's like the woman goes outside into her garden, brings in the flowers, cuts them, and puts them in the vase to display. And it's a peacefulness, because she spends time still in that garden outside with the flowers. And that's what she wants you to know. Okay?
Okay. All right. Okay.
I want to
thank you very much
for all today.
Hey, Brenda, before he goes and you go, do you know if your mother, does your mom have a garden that has flowers in it?
No, but a couple of things here I was thinking. My grandmother, my one grandmother I think both grandmothers did, but anyway, she would occasionally bring flowers in from outside. But at my mom's house now, there is a rose bush that my grandfather planted. It's the only plant I have that is a family plant, is the rose bush that's there.
So I wonder if that has anything to do with it. I don't know, because I can't.
So maybe, because my mom and I had just had a conversation about me getting a start from that, clipping a start to plant at my house to keep, you know, the bush kind of going. So it could be just them saying they heard that conversation and yes, they're, you know, wanting me to do that.
I believe that is an exact conversation.
Yes, so do I.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I got to tell you what I got to think, and then I'm going to move on. But I got to tell you that if it's an heirloom, then somebody before your mother, okay, was their bush. Okay, and the thing is that they might have enjoyed being out in the yard and cutting it and gave a piece to your mom, or your mom took it, and then now it's being handed down to you. So I really believe that's exactly what it is.
Well, I do, and I do remember my grandmother, you know, kind of once in a while she would bring some flowers in, but my grandpa always had, wherever they lived, they had beautiful roses. So
yeah.
It's got to be them, the two of them.
Yeah.
So.
Has to be.
That's so cool. Okay, well, I'm going to end this call for you, Ron, because they won't let me call you Ron.
Thank you very, very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Bye. I wish I had a rose bush. I used to have one, but that was a long time ago. Bye,
hey,
Ron.
Yeah.
Bye. If I'd like to take a minute,
yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have only a short time left with you all. It's just timing for the day. But I have a website, and I have a live stream broadcast, of course, broadcasting now with our lovely hostess, Bonnie.
Yes,
but also do I also do a regular TV show from time to time. I say regular because I've been doing it for many years now, live and live stream. But a lot of people would like to talk further with me, Bonnie. And at the website at ronaldreeder.com, there's a way to reach out and have your own private conversation with me. Yes, just the two of us. We can do Skype privately if you have Skype and want to contact me, or a simple phone call. But I usually start at 30 minutes. Many go longer. It will never go shorter. Trust me, there's always a lot of things coming through in the spirit world. It won't be a hurried conversation like the radio broadcast. But I want your audience to know that's where they can reach me, at ronaldreeder.com.
I love that, Ron, Ronald, and I just can't tell you how important that is, because all of us, and then I need to ask you something, but all of us, this is what our living is, and this is why we do it, is to help you. We want you to see and hear and feel what we do. And Ronald has a business, and this is a fabulous, fabulous. He also works, you know, he also has his own other business, but this is what he loves. This is his passion. And all of us, we ask you, if you love what you hear, love what you feel, love what we see, please get a hold of Ron, because he is a fabulous medium. He will give you the time, and I think he's very, very special, and he'll make you feel special too. So please look him up.
We have about 12 minutes left, Bonnie. And I'll be
saying, you know who, you know who it's going to be. You know who it's going to be. I have an absolute full board, and all you wonderful peeps out there, I thank you, because I'm the Omega, Ronald.
Why don't you give everybody your phone number to call into your program right now so they can talk to us, Bonnie?
Our number is 347-838-8864. But you can't take any more callers, Ronald, because I'm next. But you have a board full of people who just, a lot of them dropped when they heard you were leaving in 12 minutes. So if you want to read me, because I'm not going to take anybody else, I want to find my loved ones.
Well, I was just preparing myself with a sip of tea there, Bonnie. So I guess you're ready now.
Okay. I mean, Ronald, I've got to ask you. I've got at least 5, 6, 7. I had close to 10 people on the board who dropped when you said you were going out in 12 minutes. Are you going, and I got some more people coming back on the board. So do you want to do your 12 minutes, and that's going to be mine, or are you going to stay? I know you have to go to work, but are you going to stay and take other callers? So if you are, that's fabulous. I want everybody to stay on the board. I want you all to stay on the board to hear Ronald anyway. But if you are going to take more than me, I'll let them all know. So first, me.
12 minutes, I have to be finished.
Okay, go for it. You know who I want to find. I want to find my dad. I want to find my mother. I want to find my favorite grandmother. Oh, I've got all kinds of peeps on the other side. I want to find, I have an uncle, an aunt. I mean, I could give you a list of stuff, but I would love if I could get the people to come through who I want to come through. I do see spirits, so you know that, and I do get messages.
Hey,
it's not the same. Yeah.
Hey, Bonnie.
Yeah.
It's so interesting that you actually started the conversation, and, of course, your conversation with your loved ones been going on for years and years and years, okay? But I believe the male figure that showed up first, whether he is your father, uncle, grandfather, until he identifies himself through this conversation or by name, I'm just going to simply ask some questions of you, okay?
Good.
Because it's interesting, even though you grew up like everybody else, you know, we went from year to year to year, there's something about you that you were not looked upon as a child, per se. You know, it's almost he's showing me to be able to have a conversation with you, not as a little child, but more of an adult. You know, I'm not sure if you were the only child in the family, but this gentleman is showing me when he talked to you, there you were beyond your years in conversation, even though you were younger. That's how we started out this conversation right now.
Okay. My dad was a perpetual kid, so I was probably older than him, even if he was my dad, because he said he's 13 always. So I don't remember conversations.
Okay, wait, don't get ahead. Because I have another question to ask you. Did you used to have, or when you were younger or something, did you used to have a dog when you were a little girl? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay. Did sometimes this, I don't know, is it like a little white dog or a little dog? It's not a big, it's not a German Shepherd, smaller dog?
Yeah, but it wasn't a small one. It just wasn't a German Shepherd. You're right. It was probably a medium-sized, you know, like a small, medium-sized dog.
And does this dog continually or sometimes have accidents on the carpet?
That's the one I have now, but I have no carpet.
Okay. Somebody's showing me this. It's a weird thing that the dog is doing. It's almost like dragging on the carpet, and it's just strange. The way they're showing me, I would call it accents or whatever, but it's kind of like he's laughing in the background because you got to deal with this. You know what I mean?
Well, that would be my, I don't remember it, but that would be my dad. He was always laughing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. One moment, please. He just showed me something. I want to kind of clarify it through him. Even I know this about you, but he wants to talk about it. Bonnie, you know, what's interesting is he's showing me you through your life, what a dreamer you are. You know, it's almost like you could be an actress, he shows me, because it's like somebody's living within you. That's not a psychic thing. This is how he's explaining it. Your personality is big and bold, as we hear on the radio, but it's like somebody's living inside you that could be an actress or something. And that's the one thing he really loved about you. There was no boring, no uneventful things in your life. You had quite an imagination. You know
yes.
what I mean?
Yes.
And that imagination actually helped you many times with dealing with death of others, including himself. Let's talk about your imaginary friend when you were younger. Did you forget about that?
I don't remember having an imaginary. I always had plenty of friends, so I don't remember an imaginary. And maybe I saw a ghost and I thought it was real.
You don't remember because it's like I see you in the flesh and then this person, so I'm thinking it's imaginary, could be whatever, is a young girl also.
My
you
sister.
Okay.
You might see my sister?
I'm not sure. I'm just kind of going
my
with the flow of what I'm seeing. Okay. It was pretty rough on you, I believe, when your grandmother passed on.
I was older, so I'm going to tell you I was working, but it really upset me that I couldn't be at her grave. I never went to her funeral. So if you said rough, that's what I really have always regretted that. But I was older. I had a family then.
Okay. It's just little things that are coming up about you that he's showing me. Okay. Showing going through these different processes in your life and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Why does he believe he could be a singer like Frank Sinatra or somebody like that?
Oh, because he's maybe telling you that my mom had Frank Sinatra pictures all over the house.
Isn't that he chose that name out of all the singers and all the stuff, he chose Frank Sinatra for all the people.
I hated that. So that's why he brought it through. I was a rocker chick. So, no, yes, we had pictures of Frank Sinatra in our house.
Yeah, he could be Frank Sinatra if he wanted to be. He can sing. He's just showing me his...
Oh, yeah, he's a character.
Oh, he truly is. Okay, hang on a second.
Hi, Daddy.
Just more about your personality. A lot that I know because I know you. hold on one second. Okay, let me ask. Was he an actual smoker? Did he smoke?
When he was younger, he quit for 40 years. But, yes, he smoked when he was younger. And I want to hear what he's saying. Go ahead, because I know the next thing. What's he saying?
I'm seeing an ashtray full of cigarettes. Okay. And he knows, and we can go through all the diatribes of not smoking and stuff, and all of our audience knows all that kind of stuff. But it's funny because I'm looking at, it's almost like looking at a rug or something, and there's a burn hole in there.
He didn't smoke after the age of 40, and I had a great imagination, so I don't remember. And back then, you didn't know what smoking would do. I'm a nurse, I know. But he never smoked around me, and I never knew him to smoke. His secretary smoked, and she smoked like a fiend. So I don't know if that's what he's showing you.
You just show me an ashtray, and there must be 50 put-out cigarettes in there. And then he looks, it's not even good because you can burn the carpet. And then he shows me,
nobody smokes, and nobody smokes in my house. After him and my mother stopped, they were like 40. But what's funny is, and the reason why he's bringing this up maybe is, secondary smoke can kill you. And when he died, they asked why his lungs were gray and how long did he smoke. And I said he stopped smoking at age 40. Of course, he was only 74 when he died. And they said that his lungs looked like they were a smoker. And did anybody smoke in the house? No, they didn't, but his secretary did. So, and he was at work all the time before he quit. So, maybe that's what he's showing.
Okay. And you would know that his brother or somebody around his age that he was close with is also on their side.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
He's showing me the camaraderie between the two of them. They're like two jokes.
Yeah.
To get along like frickin' frack,
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hang on. You're the little princess, aren't you?
I am, Daddy. I am the little princess. What happened? You left me, and now I'm not a little princess anymore. Go ahead.
Well, you grew up, and now you made your own bed, and now you got to live in it, he said.
No, I don't like that, but go ahead.
And he said it in a kind way, though.
Oh, my God, I was the princess of his eye. Are you kidding? I think he lived and died for me. But I love him, and I want to say that because I want the audience to hear what you really – I love my daddy. I love you, Daddy, and I want you all the time. I want you to manifest in front of me is what I want you to do so that at least I can see you in while you're dead because I can hear you. I just can't see you. So.
Yes, I understand. And he does, too. Bonnie? Okay, give me one second. It's interesting. He just told me, you don't look any older than you did on your 17th birthday.
You're right. I wear my hair just what he said. My hair is just like right now when you saw me, like my 17th birthday. He is so sweet. I love you, Daddy. You would never think I looked older. I know.
Not even one heartbeat, he said.
I know it. I knew it. You know what, Daddy? I don't feel it either because on the show I'm 16, so I haven't even reached my 17th birthday. Thank you.
Unfortunately, I have to end there because my time is done. But I want to thank you, Bonnie, and all our listeners on Blog Talk Radio, all our listeners and viewers on RonaldReader.com, of course. I want to thank you for this opportunity for everyone who's not only watching the show but called in and gave me an opportunity to be a part of your moment with your loved ones and friends who've crossed over. I want to thank the both audiences, Bonnie, and thank you.
Thank you, Ronald. It has been a pleasure. You're always welcome back. You know we love you, and I'll tell you, all the callers love you. We had full boards and even in chat. So thank you for making our show wonderful, and have a nice day, Ron. Well, why do they keep calling me Ronald? Why do they, every time I call you Ron, they say, no, Ronald. So I thank you, Ronald. I love your energy, and I know everybody else does, and please come back and visit us again.
Please feel free, everyone, to visit me on my webpage at ronaldreeder.com. The book will be coming out in 2015, and look for major marketing changes.
I love it.
We'll be doing radio, TV, events, hopefully coming down to Florida, meet Bonnie in person, do an event down there, so you can all join me. Have a great afternoon, everyone, and thank you.
Thank you, Ronald. We appreciate it. Have a great day. And I've just said goodbye to Ronald, and I want to tell everybody, I'm going to unmute Susan, because poor Susan.
I'm here!
Okay, well, we
that was, like, fabulous, or what?
Well, wait a minute.
Your daddy time and mom and everybody, it's like he'd have about a list of 30 people. He'd have to everybody's always hanging around you.
But I got to tell you something, Susan. What I loved the best about that was that he said, I'm a little princess, and I am a little princess, and I want to be a little princess. And that means I want to take this show, and we want to really rock it coast to coast. We want to rock it all over our world and the other. And, you know, we're waiting for somebody to listen, and we know it's coming soon. But we want our audience to know we're making some changes.
Yes. You want to go from being a princess to a queen, right?
Yes, queen. But anyway,
the queen,
I don't like bees, so let's just say the queen princess. There we go. I do have to tell everybody, and Susan and I have been talking about this. We are going to change up the hours on the show. I don't know, Susan, if you put that.
No, I forgot to put that in chat. Yes, I forgot. Yeah.
We like your opinion, and we'd like you to come and, you know, I see the people in chat, and we really, really want to know. But we are looking to do an early evening show. We're going to keep some daytime shows, but we're going to do a couple evening shows, and it's from 7 to 8:30. So we'd like to know, because we don't want to lose our listeners and we don't want to lose our callers, and we will keep a couple daytime shows. But how do you feel, guys, about seeing us at night? So, you know,
we're going to be like a Saturday night date.
Yeah.
I mean, like, is that cool or what?
I think that's so fab, Susan. But don't buy the new dress yet, because, see, we have to wait.
Well, look, I've been married 34 years, and I'm single. So, you know, and I could, and you know, it's like I told you. It's like I got all these guys writing and calling me, and it's like, get out. So, hey, having a Saturday night date with you is just cool.
Oh, I love that, sister. I feel the same way, because my husband would love that. One is he's either fishing, or two is he's either in there watching fishing shows. So to him, going out with you on a Saturday night, at least in the house, would be fabulous, because he'd think I would leave him alone. How about that?
Yeah, well, okay. Yeah, okay.
We're on, girlfriend. Anyway, I want to thank everybody and tell everybody to please come back tomorrow. We've got Ronald Cole, and he is going to rock the house with astrology. We also have Kelly's kind of switched days because I've got something to do tomorrow, and Kelly is going to host Melissa Bruce. She's
the heavy metal reader. Yeah.
She's great, guys. I mean, there isn't anything you can't ask her. She teaches spiritual medium courses. She, in fact, she has a level 2 mediumship class. She is already teaching. She's a fabulous girl. She rocks the house, and I mean really rocks the house, because her husband is the one that does the heavy metal music, and he is in a band that is supposed to be fabulous, and I think we're going to put some music on for her sooner or later with her husband on it. You can ask what her husband's name of the band is and see what she can give you a link, but she is so fabulous. She reads. I mean, she does astrology. This girl's excellent. So please call in tomorrow. She will be available for calls. So, girlfriend, I love you. And
love you, too. Fabulous show. Ronnie did a fabulous job, and you did a fabulous job of just guiding everybody and being quiet.
Listen, Susan, I don't think he wanted me to talk, but you know, Spirit, it was coming right through anyway.
I know. Yeah, I didn't have any choice. You muted me because of my typing.
You know what? That was the first time I muted you, and I thought, I muted Susan. Oh, my goodness.
I know. Who knew my mic was that good?
I know. Well, you know what? You never have. One thing about you, Susan, you always like the best, and that goes with your mic, too. So let's just say goodbye to everyone. I love our chatters, listeners, and callers, and please join us again. Susan and I will be back on Monday, and please stay tuned the rest of the week. On Thursday, you know, we have Brenda Brand and Annabelle Miller, the mother and daughter duo who rocks the house, and Kelly, and I am assuming Andrew Romine is coming in with Kelly. If not, Kelly will be doing her cards. You know, she's fabulous. She does life and birth cards. I love Kelly. She rocks the house with that. There's very few people who do what she does. Annabelle Miller and Brenda Brand are super, super, super psychics. They read tarot. They answer all your questions. And Brenda, who you heard today, she's a medical intuitive. She comes in through your body, and I love that. So Brenda and Annabelle, if you're listening, we'll talk to you on Thursday.
Yay!
Yay! Everybody, bye. We love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.